Hey, Aloha. E como mai kako? Welcome everyone to Kane Kapila on KVMR FM Nevada City. The slack key stylings of Keola Beamer in the background. From a really wonderful album released on Dancing Cat a number of years ago, simply called Soliloquy. Kaleo o Loco collection of slack key pieces. Keola's unforgettable stylings. Ahead of that, you heard Leo Connie Pryor, title track from his release Home Malanai, song about his home in Hana. And started the program this morning with a selection from Mark Kele Iho'omalu, a wonderful fusion of the Oli, or the spoken chant, and the contemporary kind of Awana style. Keao Mele Mele, certainly one of my old favorites. I really enjoy this particular album, and that track especially. Well, I hope you've had a wonderful week. I hope you're up for a little bit of rain, because I think that's what's in store for us over this next week. You know, the graphics on the Weather Channel showed 7 days straight with some rain every day, which just means that they probably really don't know for sure. But we'll hope for the best. We certainly can use the precipitation. Keola Beamer and his family are hosting the annual Aloha Hawaiian Music and Dance Camp on June 27th through July 3rd, 2010. It's at the Keohau Beach Resort on the island of Hawaii. Keola will teach slack key. Moana, his beautiful wife, will teach hula and lei making. Kaliko Beamer Trap is an expert in Hawaiian language and also will teach ukulele. Kevin Brown, slack key, John Keave, and Hope will teach guitar and hula. Mark Nelson will also teach slack key guitar, and you can even attend a ukulele building workshop while you're there. That's offered by renowned luthier Dennis Lake. So once again, that's coming up this June, the 27th through July 3rd, on the island of Hawaii. It's the annual Aloha Music and Dance Camp. If you'd like to find out more about it, you can simply go to alohamusiccamp.com. That's right, alohamusiccamp.com/June, etc., but that'll get you the website. A wonderful week of Hawaiian intensive, a real appreciation of the culture of the Kanaka Maoli. Well, coming up in a few minutes, Chris Yatton will be on the line. He's coming to town Friday, the 23rd. That's just a week away. Less than a week away. He's going to be talking about his time away from Grass Valley. He's been living, of course, in Kona and been doing some traveling and some recording and having a family and all those things that musicians do when they aren't touring. So we'll be talking with Chris a little later in the show. Once again, his show is this coming Friday night. He and his good friend Adam Werner and also Brenda Lippincott will be sharing the stage. Slack key guitar and some American fingerstyle as well. For tickets and information, Center for the Arts in Grass Valley, or probably the usual locations around Grass Valley, Nevada City. So we'll talk to Chris in a few minutes. Here's a wonderful cover of Manu O'o from the Manoa Voices. Thanks for sticking with KVMR this morning. Aloha.
Thank you. lui na li ili i ona mo kukuni li ili i kama na o me to olelo e a lui ona mo ku aina e mele ke ia aina ola nai ka lui na li ili i ona mo kukuni li ili i kama na o me to olelo me a lui ona mo ku aina. Kona pua pono ike kauna oa, ua oi kona uki mua kale hua. Ka vaiho olu uli ke meke gula, ili me kuna oka. Kona pua pono ike kauna oa, ua oi kona uki mua kale hua. Ka vaiho olu uli meke gula pili meku huna okala kamea nui oke ia ai lana kahala kaiki eho o vai vai eho o kaulano oi koi noa imi ola no kale. Kamea nui o ke ia ai lana, ka halaka iki e ho o vai vai, e ho o kaulana oi koi noa, imi ola no ka lehu lehu. Na o ho i na o re Hai na ia mai anna ka puana Me hana ko i loa o lana i Ti ili ki o e ke aloha nui He mana o ho i na o re He mana o ho i na o
slack-key stylings of Chris Yetton in the background from his album The Stand. Ho-pa-a. Slack-key and American fingerstyle guitar artist Chris Yetton coming to town this Friday night at the Center for the Arts. That last track you heard was from C.J. Helakahi. That was Mele o Lanai from the album Ka Mahina. And started that set with Manu O'o from the Manoa Voices. See there, Chris, you can play guitar and no hands.
Yeah.
The magic, the miracle of radio.
Yeah, no kidding.
On the line, Chris Yetton. So how are you this morning, Chris?
Oh, we're doing great, Michael. Thank you. And how's everything over there? I hear you have some rain coming your way.
Yeah, that's the forecast, at least the next two or three days. By Friday, they're not so sure, but looks like a wet week in store for us.
Well, we're off in Ashland right now, and we've actually got some pretty decent weather. It's a little overcast, but Hood River had one day of sunshine, which we were thankful for. But in all, it's been pretty nice traveling so far.
Oh, that's wonderful. So was it a fairly extensive tour this time?
When it's all said and done, I think there's going to be about 10 shows. And so far, we've been to Port Townsend, Washington. We had two shows up there. And then we drove down to Hood River and had a really interesting show there. We had set up for the entire concert, put the sound equipment up, got the sound check done, and then about 10 minutes later, the whole town lost power. So we remobilized, and the staff for the Performing Arts Center ran out and got LED lights and some torches that we taped to the roof pointing down, and since we didn't have any power for mics, we took the mics out of the mic stands and put flashlights in there to shine on our fretboards. And once we got that all set up and started to perform, the lights came back on. So we had to remob and plug in, and it was fun.
Oh, my. That's always something exciting on tour when it happens. Some unforgettable moment.
Yeah, exactly right. And they said that's the true Northwest tour experience. So it's fun to be a part of it.
Well, it's going to be so nice to have you in Grass Valley. I think this is your fourth time, isn't it? It's your fourth concert here in Grass Valley?
It is our first time, yeah. Well, no, actually, our first time in that Performing Arts Center, but it's our fourth time visiting.
Well, you didn't quite understand me. I think it was four times.
Yeah, it probably was. Yeah, I'm not one for keeping count. Sometimes I lose track of what my... I have to look at my website regularly to find out where I'm supposed to be or where I've been at.
Well, the first time you came, you had Adam Warner and also Teddy Randazzo was with you for that first tour.
Yep,
that was a very diverse concert.
Yeah, it was good fun. It was good fun, and Adam is here with me now, and I think Teddy's down in the Bay Area. He won't be with us on this particular show, but Brenda Lippincott from Walnut Creek, California, will be with us, and she's just a fantastic guitar player and has a really wonderful touch.
Well, I'm sure it'll just be a delightful show. Your stylings have certainly increased my range of guitar appreciation.
Well, thanks, Michael. Yeah, you know, we really appreciate what you've done for the genre of music and bringing awareness to people out there about slack key, that just kind of helping spread the gospel, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, were you a guitar player first, or did you study slack key as your first choice?
No, not at all. I had a guitar from a real early age, and I've always gravitated towards the more peaceful, beautiful side of music. You know, when I was playing heavy metal band covers, I was playing things like Every Rose Has a Thorn and Patience by Guns N' Roses, and so I've just always gravitated towards the real lighter side of music. And when my father gave me the gift of Caleb Amor's White Mountain Journal, that was the first time I had heard guitar played in a way that I really, really, truly connected to And it lit a fire in me, and it hasn't died yet. And I knew that when I heard that style of music, that was the style of music that I wanted to do the rest of my life. And so I really, it was kind of like a rebirth for me. That's when I really started paying attention to guitar and studying it. And that was, I think, back in 97 or 98.
Well, that's just such a great story. And, of course, you've become such a wonderful haumana of Keola and very instrumental in helping him with his Aloha Music Camp.
Yeah, I've been
in the islands.
I've been really, really lucky to be able to stand by him and watch him not just play the guitar. That, of course, that for me, being able to just sit back and watch him through the camps and also on tour when I had the opportunity to travel with him, for me is like being in school. It's like a college experience for me. I get to watch how the business is done and how to prepare for performances. And, you know, when it comes down to it, there's so much more to watch than just the hands, you know?
Oh, indeed.
Now, I can actually hear doves behind you. Do you have birds playing behind you? Or
that was just to trick you, to make you feel like you're at home.
Yeah, I feel very relaxed right now. That has to be it.
I know you have doves in Kona.
We do have doves in Kona, but not in Ashland, I'm sure.
No. You could pretend with me. It's my imaginary trip to the islands every Sunday morning.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I'll definitely take a recording of that.
Speaking of recording, have you been working on a new recording, or it's always something happening? I know when you're traveling and raising a family and things at home, it's always hard to devote time for extending the collection of recorded work.
You know, I am working on a third album right now, and there's a fourth that's also in the mix, but that is a compilation album of people that I've toured with through Woodsong, like Adam and Brenda and Bolo. So it's just going to be kind of a mix of music. And then we've got my third solo album, which is going to be Hanalima, which is coming out sometime this year. Guaranteed. I know I think I'm about 2 years behind, and each year that's gone by, I've put up on my website, coming soon, coming soon. I've just taken up the tune part, but I can say that it is almost done, and it's going to be coming out this year.
Well, as I mentioned, you know, life is challenging for musicians when you have family and a working life and play on the side.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, the other side to that, Michael, also is that as much as you have to divert a lot of resources and attention to the fact that, you know, now I've got a family, and it's wonderful because it's also served as a source of inspiration for me. And as a result of that, there are a lot more music that's coming on to this album that originally wasn't there. So that's part of the reason why it's also slowed down. So I'm blaming it completely on my child. Yeah.
Well, it'll be just great to see you. For your listeners, tickets available through the Center for the Arts or probably Briar Patch and a number of places around town. That's this coming Friday night, the 22nd of January, as it were. Chris Yetton, talented, not only slack key player, but American fingerstylist as well. So what's Adam's career been like the last since we last saw him in Grass Valley?
He's been doing a lot. Of course, he's got a family as well. He's got a son, Tristan, and a daughter, Vienna. And they are in L.A. right now. They couldn't make up the trip with him. And, you know, Adam, for a period of a few years, or several years that I've known him and toured with him, has kind of gone through a quiet phase with music. And I know that for a time, he's real frustrated about it, and almost to the point of really feeling like he wanted to actually hang his guitar up. And, you know, I've got to tell you, he just recently played me a couple of the new pieces that he's working on, and the one particular piece that he played for me is among the top five guitar pieces that I've ever heard. The music that he is working on right now is absolutely phenomenal, and I encourage people to keep in touch with his website, and when the album comes out, it's going to be incredible.
Well, that's high praise from you. That should be wonderful. It'll be nice to see Adam Friday night as well.
Yeah, well, it's always an honor to tour with him, and the music that he's working on now is fantastic.
Tell us a little bit more about Brenda.
Brenda's an old friend of mine that I met in a slack key class back in the Creek. Gosh, it would have had to have been back in 2002 or 3 now. And, you know, there were so many talented people in the class, but she was one that really just stood out in the way that she picked up the music and in the way that she played the guitar. She had such a delicate touch and just a really nice, fun person to be around. And we just started practicing some pieces together, and she would sit down with some of the music that I had on my first album, Pika Hongrie, and she would write out second guitar parts to some of the songs that I have, one being Skyward Granite. And, you know, we just started playing together and performing, and she's really got a natural ability in performing and guitar composition.
Well, it should be a wonderful show. I'm really anxious to meet her and see you all on Friday night.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you too, Michael. And again, we really appreciate your support and everybody out there that follows Kihualu and Slack Key. Thank you so much for your love for Kihualu.
Well, thank you so much for coming to Grass Valley. It'll be great to see you. It's been a whole year already since you and Kayla were in town.
Yeah, that's right, a year. Yeah. Wow. We're looking forward to coming back and seeing everybody there. It's such a nice group of people.
Well, safe journey, my friend, and I'll see you Friday night. Once again, Chris Yetton along with Adam Werner and Brenda Lippincott on Friday evening, the 22nd. That's less than a week away. So I have your... I have Ho'opa'a queued up. Is there something you would like? Do you want to set it up for me? I just played Ka'u. I know that's a favorite region of Hawaii for you.
Well, let's see. If you've got Ho'opa'a queued up, the range of music that's going to be played on Friday, Ho'opa'a, the title track to the CD, would be an example of the variation in the styles of music that's going to be played, and the finger tapping up on the neck as opposed to just the old style Hawaiian flat key. The first album, Kika Hamulie, has a lot more of the traditional stuff. So, yeah, I think Ho'opa'a will have a good range of what's going to be played on Friday night.
Well, we must think alike because that's the one I queued up to.
Perfect.
Thanks for the introduction.
Thank you, Michael.
Chris. Be great to see you on Friday night.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you as well. Aloha for now.
Okay, ahuiho.
Ahuiho.
Here is Ho'opa'a, The Stand, from Chris Yetton. Chris Yetton, the title track to his album Ho'opa'a, The Stand, released back in 2005. Chris Yetton, Adam Warner, and Brenda Lippincott will be performing at the Center for the Arts this Friday night. Tickets available at the Center for the Arts. You can go online to thecenterforthearts.org. Or you can check out Briar Patch for tickets in advance. Up next, here's an old favorite. Here's a piece written by Auntie Alice Namakelua called Nani, performed by Kanilau on KVMR.
Kea kubo, iko nani.
Chris Yetton and Adam Warner in the background from a little EP. And this piece is called Over a New Land, Chris Yetton and Adam Warner, a little duet. They'll be playing this Friday night at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley. Tickets available at 530-274-8384, extension 14. Or you can get them at the Briar Patch or Cherry Records down in Auburn. Online at thecenterforthearts.org. Showtime 8 o'clock this Friday night. And another, ahead of Adam and Chris, you heard another pair of interesting guitarists, George Kahumoku Jr. and Bob Brossman, playing the old-style lap steel guitar and the Hawaiian 12-string that was from a collaboration album that George and Bob did last year called Kaniwai, The Sound of Water. And that was a piece called Vai Kapu. And as I mentioned, starting that set, Nani from Kanilau. Well, you are listening to KVMR FM, Nevada City, Kanikapila for a Sunday morning. KVMR can be heard at 89.5 FM most places in the foothills, 105.1 FM up in Truckee and Lake Tahoe, and on the internet anytime at kvmr.org. And by the way, if you missed Kanikapila the last couple of weeks, you can go to our website and you can link to the Kanikapila page. And there's archived shows there from the last couple of weeks. So, in case you didn't get to hear it the first time, or maybe you'd like to an encore. I want to acknowledge Nevada County Recycles, which are presenting several opportunities for you to recycle your old Christmas tree. And that'll happen That'll happen now through January 31st throughout our area. Details of the dates and the locations are online at Nevada County, and that's all spelled out, county is spelled out, NevadaCountyRecycles.com, or you can simply call 530-265-1768. Well, every January and February, many of the halaus in our area have open enrollment for those interested in hula dancing and appreciation of Hawaiian culture. So I'm going to give you some phone numbers for the many, or not, certainly not all of the halaus, but many of the halaus in our area that are accepting new haumana, new students. So if you would like to take that passive appreciation for Hawaiian music and turn it into an active love of Hawaiian culture, you can do it through the hula. So if you're here in Grass Valley, if you'd like to connect with the Kahale Hula o Pili Aloha o Kalani, you can contact Mickey Oi at 530-273-4882. In the Sacramento area, you can contact Kumu Juni Kala Hikiola Romuar at Halau Hula Lani Melie. And their number is 916-752-6658. Also in Sacramento, Kumu Naomi Kalama and her group Kanoa Lehua O Kahale Ma'uma'u O Kalama. Her number is 916-344-7270. And the Aloha Dance Group, accepting students. You can contact Anuhea Toyama at 916-369-7436. And if you live down in the Stockton area, Kumu Haumea Ainaga and Halau Hiva Nui down in Stockton, you can contact them at area code 209-481-8344. And lastly, although certainly not a complete list, but if you're listening on 105.1 up in Truckee or Lake Tahoe, Kumu Leilani Rivera Bond, Halau O Leilani in Reno, you can contact Cecilia at 775-232-6284 if you'd like to find out about Hula in Reno. Here's a little more Adam and Chris. Once again, Friday night, Center for the Arts.
Maybe. mama kakawa na noya likikoa ki pulani kamama kakawa kamama kakawa ku mama hope ku mama hope o kai na uwa la ku e ku e kapu kawa koa
o vini koki vi vole
e maka koa
e maka loya liki
kamama kakawa
i hoki kai ka hoki
i hoki hoki inna pono
o kala kawa
noya liki ku ku e ku e kamama Kamama kakawa mena palu leula maloko kapa o haeli violani Kamama kakawa I pae o viva o le kue I kaena o kamo I ke apundi o auli Aku kawa koa
o vini koki viva o le
e mako koa
a mena koa loe aniki
Kamama kakawa
I hoi
Ihoi, 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 inna pono
O kalakaua
Anoe alike kue, kue, wala kue Ki pulanie Kupa amaho peo kaina Aloha ina hoie Kamama kakaua mena palule Maloko kapa o haiali ki iolani Kamama kakawa I pae o viva o le kue I kaena O kamori I ke apuni ho o uli Kamama kakawa
o haiai o lako
Thank you. time in between the rain. Another day of loving, won't ever hate again. Another day of sunshine in between the rain. Ever since I met you, my life is not the same. Rain, rain, go away. Rain, rain, go away. Rain, rain, go away. Sunshine is back again. Another day of sunshine in between the rain. I never meant to hurt you and never will again. Another day of sunshine in between the rain. No more days of sadness and no more days of pain. Rain, rain.
Kanilau. Oh, pardon me, Ho'okena. Excuse me. From the album Treasure 2, that was Yahweh O Kala. Beautiful mele written to honor King David Kalakaua in his world tour in 1881. The story was written by King Kalakaua's wife's cousin, Nahinu. Ahead of Ho'okena, you heard Eddie Kamai and Friends, the Sons of Hawaii, with the vocal provided by the late Sonny Chillingworth. That's going out to my friend Dave this morning. He loves Sonny Chillingworth, and boy, I sure do too. That was Sunshine in Between the Rain from the album Eddie Kamai and Friends. An instrumental track from Ledward Ka'apana's album Kihualu. And Ledward in the background as I'm speaking to you now. Also in that set you heard the Makaha Sons of Ni'ihau recorded live at Hank's Place. That was way back in the early 80s, I think. Forgotten now, but a really delightful album was released back in 2004 on the Quiet Storm label. And that was Kamama Kakua. Raiatea Helm also in that set. I think I played Poi Ava Ava. And kicked it off way back at around 11 o'clock with My Lani from her solo album Pene Iho, Pene Ahe, Pene No. Well, as you may have heard, Ledward Ka'apana is going to be at the Nevada Theater on Saturday night. Tickets available at the Briar Patch, the bookseller, Yabobo, or Cherry Records. Online at stringsconcerts.com. Ledward's down in Martinez. I think he's probably down hanging out with Fran Guidry today. So we're going to give him a call and see what he's been up to since we last spoke. So stick around. We still got another half hour to go. Connie Kapila for another Sunday morning on KVMR. Well, as promised, Ledward Ka'apana on KVMR.
Hey.
Aloha, Led.
Aloha. Aloha, everybody.
Oh, that's such a sweet piece.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's from that album you did with Milton a couple years ago.
Yeah. I think it's called a Flecky Guitar.
Yeah, yeah. Waimea Lullaby was that track.
Waimea Lullaby, yeah.
Uh-huh. So how have you been, my friend?
Man, okay, man. I hope the weather is good up here.
Oh, yeah. It's by Saturday, things probably should be blown over. We're expecting a big rainstorm in the next couple of days, but...
Yeah.
By the time you get here on Saturday, we should be just fine.
I'll bring the sunshine out there.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
I'll bring the whole way sunshine out there.
Well, your sweet guitar styling sure makes the sun shine.
Yeah.
So you're on tour right now, huh?
I'm on tour, and I'm at friend's house. We're just playing around guitar, you know. That's all we get to do, you know.
Oh, that's too bad.
I like it. When I come up here, I always end up with friends, and we start playing all kinds of slacky and all old-time songs.
Well, that's a good thing to do when you're traveling.
It's a good warm-up to get ready for the show and, you know, get ideas, you know.
Indeed, indeed. So have you been working on a new album? Or?
I'm going to do a new album. I think I'm doing some of my mom's songs that she did. She
oh, that's sweet.
I'm trying to bring some of that back, yeah.
Yeah, one of my very favorite records is the album that you did with Julio Hanna, where you featured your mom.
Oh, Kipolu.
Yeah, that was such a sweet album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, I'm sure she was an inspiration for all of you in the family.
Oh, yeah. There's been all through our lives, yeah.
Did she, was she a performer?
Yeah, my mom. I used to go with my mom and my dad just to listen to them performing as they used to go play for parties like that with my Uncle Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she did all the singing, they did all the playing. And, you know, so growing up and listening to that and now my turn doing the same thing that they did, you know, I feel great because, you know, I just carry on the tradition.
Oh, indeed.
Share the music, yeah.
Well, I know that your Uncle Fred Punahou certainly
big
inspired you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love all your stories about Uncle Fred. So how long have you been on tour this time?
Yeah, I will be here for just a short one, like 11 days.
Oh, that's not so bad.
But I go, well, I'm kind of busy back home in Hawaii, too, so...
Oh, sure. Are you still playing with Mike Ka'ava?
Once in a while, we get together.
Uh-huh.
Because Mike does his own thing at the House Club, and I get my own thing at Kona Brewery, and then I get down at Turtle Bay, you know. And I just do this special thing at Turtle Bay when I go back. That's on this month on the 28th.
Well, it's good that you're busy. I know you make jokes when you're on the road with Mike that you have to book a tour so you guys can play together.
Yeah.
Never see each other at home.
We don't hardly see each other at home. Well, even we're on tour because we kind of get away from one another. You know, we're right there in the hotel. We're right there in Fran's house. And the best thing to do is when I come up here and I can stay with Fran and you know I can just chill out and. It's just like I'm still at home, you know, the guitar's all over the place, and whenever we get up, you know, drink coffee and come there and just grab the guitar and start playing, singing, you know, playing all the old good times.
Well, you know, I think most of your fans kind of think of you as playing the guitar first, but boy, you really rip on the ukulele. That's a real strength of yours as well. When did you start playing the ukulele?
That's the first instrument I started playing before I played guitar.
Oh.
I don't know if the ukulele.
I should have known.
And then from ukulele, I started playing guitar. And then I like the guitar, so I've been playing guitar. And then once in a while, I should just, you know, play the ukulele. And then I finally say, I've had to do some recording on ukulele, you know. But I got this different guitar here. It's called it's not anything new. It's the Tacoma.
Papus, oh, yeah.
The Papus.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it sounds great.
Oh, that's great. Are you going to be bringing it up on Saturday?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah.
It's great. I mean, it's awesome. I retuned the whole thing. I brought it down to a B-flat.
Ah.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, you're going to hear it. It's really good. I'm using it today.
Well, if you just turned in, I'm speaking with Ledward Ka'apana.
Yeah.
He's coming to Grass Valley. Actually, pardon me, I take that back, to Nevada City, right here at the Nevada Theater in Nevada City on Broad Street this Saturday night. And if you're interested in tickets, they're available at the Briar Patch Community Market, also the bookseller in Grass Valley, Yabobo here in Nevada City, Cherry Records down in Auburn, or you can go online to www.stringsconcerts.com.
And I have a special hula dancer from Hawaii.
Oh, nice. That's sweet. Who's traveling with you?
She's coming. She's coming up Tuesday. I'm picking her up at the airport, and we're going to be out there. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be just wonderful.
Yeah. She dances for me back home in Hawaii.
Oh, that's great. I didn't realize that you had a dancer with you.
Well, yeah, once in a while she comes down to dance. It's good. It's nice once in a while you put something different on the stage. You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And people love it, so it's all good.
It is all good. I know it's always it's nice to see dancers play with musicians, because I know it's a little challenging for both the musician and the dancers, because there's always the little cues and the different timing involved, and it's not an easy thing, I know. Well, that's delightful. A hula dancer, that's going to be just great. I can't wait to experience that on Saturday night as well.
Yeah, she'll be there. Well, thanks so much, man.
Oh, well, thank you for taking some time this morning to talk with me.
I'm always honored when I come up here and I see you, you know. I kind of misplaced down at that church.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice place. We've been there 2 times, I think.
Yeah. Well, this is an actual theater this time. It's a real nice concert hall. I think you'll enjoy the venue.
Yeah, I will.
Well, once again, Ledward Ka'apana in town Saturday night at the Nevada Theater in Nevada City on Broad Street.
Thanks, man.
Well, thanks for taking some time to be with me this morning, Led. I'll definitely see you Saturday night.
And to everybody out there, I'd like to thank them just for supporting the Hawaiian music and being a part of supporting me, myself. And you, Michael, thanks for everything.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
God bless and aloha.
Okay, well, give your wife a sweet hug for me. And,
I will.
Say hi to Fran, too, and his wife. I haven't seen him in a while, too. Is he coming up with you on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, Fran's going to be here. Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. I'll look forward to talking with him, too.
He's opening the show, in fact.
Oh, fabulous. Maybe I'll play a little of his slack key before I get out of here.
Huh?
I'll play a little bit of his slack key before I leave.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I'll tell him that you'll do that.
Sure.
Thanks, Michael.
Well, thanks, Led. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Ahui ho.
Aloha, bye.
Ledward Ka'apana once again, Saturday night here in Nevada City at the Nevada Theater. Tickets available at stringsconcerts.com.
kemo enei paumalu. Nane ai kamalu o kahikilani.
I have seen this island's beauty, and I breathe her into my soul. This has always been my home, and I will never leave this this I know. In a better place to be. I can't imagine a bluer kind to see. Watched the sun go down, felt the breeze roll off the sea. I haven't seen many other places, and that's all right by me. Huliaku kamaka iha na pokola. Olu olu ke ahe ahe makani makai mai. Can't imagine a better place to be.
Ohkona aina loua.
I can't imagine a better place for me.
Chris Yetton, Aloha Okona, singing about his home. And that delightful chant in there is by Liko Puha. He's now living over in the Santa Rosa area, or Petaluma or something. But Liko Puha, renowned chanter, teaches Ole Mele in the islands, now living in the Bay Area. Chris Yetton, along with Adam Warner and Brenda Lippincott, will be in concert this Friday night at the Center for the Arts in Grass Valley. And I hope you'll make an effort to get out and support one of these shows over the weekend. Come to all of them. You know, it's always best live. Also in that set, you heard the Cozumero Brothers from the album Destiny. I played Pau Malu. And Lorna Lim, also in that set from her album Polonahe. Nevada County Recycles reminds you that they are presenting several opportunities for Christmas tree recycling now through January 31st throughout our local area. Details of dates and locations are online at NevadaCountyRecycles.com or 530-265-1768. Well, stay tuned for a little French Cafe music with Lawrence Filet. That'll be coming up at noon. and Dr. Derek Washington in at 1 with Blues Spectrum. Mahalo nui loa. I hope to see you either Friday or Saturday night, and stay tuned to KVMR FM any old time. And remember those archived shows at kvmr.org, and you can listen to Connie Kapila over the last couple of weeks. So here's Fran Guidry to take us up to noon. Malama pono, ahui ho.